I tell you what, you cannot miss a beat around here because a lot has been going down this morning. We've had some really crazy political times, and to find out all about what they mean, we are joined in studio by Rod from The Wire. Rod Chambers, good morning.
Oh, good morning, Jess.
I am beyond confused and just generally...
confused?
No, not confused so much. Maybe that's the wrong word. I've just been holding on for dear life this morning.
Well, so we have, so, we all. I was driving in the car, and I heard on the 2CR news that Scott Morrison said that he'd spoken to Peter Dutton. Peter Dutton was fully behind the Prime Minister. He wasn't going to do anything.
Yeah, all last night. Peter loves him. It's fine.
Everything's
great.
Fine. You hear this all the time, don't you, Jess?
Yeah.
You know, we've had so many leadership spills with Prime Ministers.
We have.
We're sort of getting a bit inured to it in a way. You think, oh, here's another one.
So, exactly.
But I don't know.
It's like a new flavour of Tim Tam. They just come around every now and then, change the shelves. It's fine.
I mean, ostensibly, this has all come about because of the controversy over the NEG, and that's the right wing of the, what say they calling it, the people that are behind coal, sort of in the Liberal Party, are unhappy with the way that would play out. They're suspicious that
okay.
You know, it's a way of getting renewables in and that sort of thing.
And are they right to be suspicious? Is that
well, the thing is, in Queensland, there's a slew of very marginal seats that could go either way for both Labor and Liberals, all the way up and down the coast of Queensland. They're all very marginal. It's because people in Queensland aren't doing well. The economy's not great. There's been problems with natural disasters over the last couple of years, and they haven't really recovered from that sort of thing. And people are looking to have someone that's going to tell them things are going to get better.
Yeah.
And so that's why it's very, you know, that Queensland is very edgy. They go either way, and it just requires someone to give them a bit of a push. And people say that Peter Dutton's very popular in Queensland.
Okay.
I haven't heard anyone that thinks he's popular here, but he's just not.
Poor Pete.
He's just, yeah, he's not full. He's not a guy full of charisma, is he?
No. No. He's got zero charisma. As someone looking at the outside of politics, looking in, no charisma. Bit of a sack of potatoes almost in the charisma stakes.
Yeah, so charisma-free zone.
Yeah.
And so, you know, but when we came to this spill this morning, I suppose Malcolm thought, look, he's got to really bring it on and try and kill off this speculation and try and put through the NEG. I mean, this is interesting because this is what happened to him last time a little bit in a way, wasn't it? When he lost the leadership to Tony Abbott before, it was all over, you know, the emissions policy and all this sort of thing. And we're in the similar sort of area, you know, and people are going, oh, it's his Achilles heel and so forth. Well, it does appear to be so.
Okay. Yeah? Do we think he's done enough to stifle off this kind of speculation and this negativity?
Unfortunately, I think it'd have to be resounding no.
Yeah.
Because it's 48 to 35, right?
That's not a big margin.
Yeah, so all you need is 7 people. You need to change the mind of 7 people.
Gosh.
So I bet there's a few people that are getting their phones rung right now.
Oh, yeah.
People chatting to them and
then
so
there were
forth.
Two people who didn't vote today too, aren't there? Mm. One abstained from a vote and one was sick.
Yeah.
So realistically, it's 5 people.
Yeah. So it's not just
nothing.
Sean that's off sick. There's a lot of people off
sick.
Yeah,
lots
moment.
Of... What a day to be off sick.
Yeah,
goodness,
you think,
great.
Oh, God, I was sick today.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe I could have staved off, you know, a vote against the Prime Minister. And of course, the question is who are the 35? People. We haven't heard exactly who the 35 people are, but you'd have to say that, you know, there's the usual suspects like, you know, Erica Betts and Tony Abbott, of course, who's been behind all this agitation to start off with. You know, he's just...
He just sits there with his sticky pokes, doesn't he?
He's a very angry man when you think of it. He's really, never really...
You'd think living on the northern beaches, all that nice
lovely,
sunshine.
Yes.
But no, he seems like
he's out for a surf every day and running around.
So speaking of Tony Abbott, he's sitting on the backbench and now Peter Dutton has relegated
join him.
Back to the backbench as well with Barnaby and Tony and
they'll be
Peter.
Muttering together on the backbenches.
So what does that mean?
Not a good look, is it?
No.
No.
So what does that mean now that he's in the backbench? Will he likely contest the seat again? Can he?
Yeah, well, look, you know, he's on a very marginal seat. He only won by 100 votes last time.
Wow.
In Dixon. So he is, you know, he has to stick his flag in the sand somewhere, and he's sticking it on the far right of the beach. But he is resigned. He resigned as home because he thought it was the right thing to do. And really, you know, the best place to foment a rebellion is on the backbench, because if you're in cabinet, you're part of cabinet solidarity, and there's certain things you can't do or say. So if you don't agree with something, then, you know, you shouldn't destabilise within cabinet.
And, no.
And he would lose. United front. Some of his colleagues wouldn't vote for him, because if he did destabilise within cabinet, so he would lose. He would probably lose some support if he stayed in cabinet.
So is it dangerous now that we've got Dutton, Abbott, and Joyce sitting on the backbench? Do you think that is dangerous for Malcolm Turnbull?
Yeah, well, they've all got sharp knives in their pockets, haven't they?
Do.
And you're sitting up the front there at the dispatch box, and they're behind you. You
know, there you go. There you go.
And all it requires is a.
Yeah, you know. That's the metaphor of the morning. You have turned your back and they have sharp knives.
It's not a good place to be. I mean, you wouldn't like it, would you, Jess? I wouldn't like it.
No. Oh, God, no. God, no. Nope. No, I will steer clear of that situation. So,
but do you think of who else? If you think Dutton, is he going to be a popular guy? No.
I don't feel like he'll be a popular prime minister.
So what could happen? Maybe Malcolm Turnbull might think, well, I'm going to go, I'm more popular than Dutton. I'm going to go for a snap election. He might do that.
Okay.
We could have an election, you know, early November.
Yeah, okay, which would be very interesting.
Well, you'd have to say it'd be a bit catastrophic. But
it'd be another hold on and go for the ride, guys.
But who knows today? Who knows? You know,
yeah, that seems happening? To be the vibe today, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Who knows?
Who knows?
Who knows? Okay, cool. So what does the next kind of week or so, because the next time from I'm hearing that there could possibly be another leadership challenge is in about 2 weeks' time, in early September. Do we think there will be another leadership challenge, or is Malcolm safe for now? It's a big question.
He's about as safe as a drunk man teacher on the edge of the gap. You know, he's not safe at all. He looks very worried. He his forehead is very lined. He needs a big win at the moment. And what has he got for a big win? The neg?
It's not going to win him anything. Yeah.
And the other thing's going for the Senate is the tax bill for big banks. Yeah, not a great winner either, and it's not going to get through the Senate. So he hasn't got any big wins coming up. He needs a miracle, otherwise there will be the way these things go. There will be another leadership spill, because there'll be a few more people that go. There'll be waverers and so forth.
Yeah,
but the thing is, can somebody else come up with a better option than Peter Dutton? If somebody could come up with someone, yeah. Julie Bishop, she's right behind Malcolm. She walked in with Malcolm,
yeah.
Right?
She did, very united front.
She's,
yeah,
so. She's not going to be the one.
No.
And she's on the leftish, liberalish part of the party.
So the same.
So the right-wing people aren't going to vote for her. No. So it's not, she's not a compromise candidate.
Do you think Tony could get back up there? I don't know.
I think there's enough bad blood in there. I don't think Tony has a hope. It's not a chance in hell.
Yeah.
You know, he just cannot, So there has to be somebody else. It could be someone really new.
Okay.
You know, maybe like Christian Porter. I'm a bit of a fan of Christian Porter. He always seems to be a good performer. He's young. He's unknown. Maybe they throw someone in like that to change, really shake it up,
really try and do something
maybe
new.
They
do that.
Or maybe they try and encourage Matthias Cormann to come down from the Senate. But see, it's a problem. He's the leader of the government, the Senate. You've got to bring him down to the lower house somehow. Somebody else has got to take over in the Senate. There's not a great deal of talent there at the moment.
messy. What do you think this means for Liberals' chances at the federal election? Because we're going to have one in the next 12 months.
I saw Question Time yesterday and Bill Shorten was there.
Bill's Malcolm, loving it.
Malcolm was talking and Bill Shorten was just doing his nails. I mean, Bill Shorten, he is just falling on his feet. He just has to sit there and say very little and watch the whole thing implode.
But much like the Liberal Party just had to do the exact same thing when the whole Rudd-Gillard situation happened.
And Bill Shorten is one of the best political warriors around. He knows exactly what to do in these sorts of situations. He may not be so great when it comes to, you know, genuineness and heartfelt speeches, but he certainly knows his politics, and he's not going to make a step wrong in any of these sorts of situations.
It'll be very interesting to see how it all plays out.
Fascinating,
isn't it? It really is. Rod, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks, Jess. Thanks for having me on.
Gosh. I think we all need to just go in deep. We need a cup of chamomile tea. That's what we need after this morning. News headlines are coming up in around 5 minutes' time.